you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's time for that one guy playing that one song. He is Mark Grody. It's Grody time, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Mark, you are a glorious, wonderful human. How are you this morning, buddy?
And when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. That's the one song that I'm singing.
Oh, that is beautiful. My brother, niece told my brother lives in England, and he got into that song, and he was, like, singing. I'm like, dude, that was, like, 2 years ago.
But Molly, it's also from that one guy from that one show. So there's a lot of that one song from that one guy from that one show. It's what it's like that song, like, every time that song comes on, and it comes on a lot, and so far I'm not sick of it. I love it when I see the Chicago skyline when that song comes on. Then it puts me in my feels. Yes, it does.
Promise not to sing again.
All apologies.
How come you don't sing? Don't you have a song in your heart, Mr. David?
No. Yeah, David, why you got to be like that? Why you got to be such a grump, man?
No. Not a grump. I know my limits.
Is this TV thing getting to you, man? I mean, I don't know.
All right, Grody. Very funny.
Hey, let me tell you guys about this Bears team, what it feels like to me as I'm waking up. It feels like you had the first 2 years of rebuilding this team. It almost feels like this season, they're in the midst of a season rebuild after kind of struggling a little bit early. They've gotten back to 500, and the feeling that I got yesterday going through the locker room is it's all hands on deck here, especially this week. They're not playing, and that was reflected on the injury report when we saw Tevin Jenkins return to practice, DeAndre Carter back to practice, Cole Kmet limited the other day, full practice. Now you got Sweat and Dexter who are limited, but they're going to play. So it kind of has that feeling of let's rebuild. We're kind of, I don't know if starting over is right, but let's get this right now before the season gets away. And I think that's the place they are here heading into the Carolina game.
What's your thought when you see Andy Dalton? What do you remember about his time in Chicago in 2021, Mark, when you were covering the team up and close and personal? And just wonder how much damage you think he can do against this Bears defense.
Well, I think that it's kind of hard to detect any kind of legacy from Andy Dalton when he's here, because there was just so much angst surrounding it, because Andy Dalton comes in and Justin Fields is there, and they decide that Andy Dalton is going to be their starter, and this angers everybody. You know, media obviously was critical of it. Fans didn't like it. So he's just another complicated figure of a quarterback as far as Bears history is concerned, because he's just another guy that you really didn't want to be your quarterback. And how many guys in Bears history have there been? He was a placement facilitator. That's all he was with the Bears. So when I think about his legacy, that's what comes to mind. Yeah, there were some nice moments. There were some bad moments on the field, like in terms of actual games, David. But his legacy is he was the guy that started over Justin Fields when the world wanted to see their quarterback continue to be developed, and that was Justin Fields. So, like, Andy Dalton has had a fine career. He's had a decent to good career, I guess, relative to other quarterbacks that have played in this league. But his Bears stay was typical of past Bears quarterbacks, where it was not very distinct other than the controversies surrounding the quarterback position.
All right, Mark, I've been waiting all week to talk to you because one of your favorite players is in jeopardy this week. There is a rib injury with Tevin Jenkins. Now, he did have some limited practice, which would seemingly indicate that he's on the road to recovery and he's going to be playing on Sunday. But have you spoken to him? Is he holding up okay? I know you. I know you help guys. Have you been giving him any training help?
It's almost like
ribs.
It's almost like his delicious ribs are hurting. Why is that? When I hear rib injuries, I just get hungry. That's a terrible, terrible thing, and weird that I say that. But no, it's almost like you were following me around in the locker room, because I did go up to Tevin Jenkins yesterday by his locker, and I said to him, "Is this like a pain thing more than anything?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "How much pain are you in?" And he said, "Yeah." It's like I gotta sleep differently. I gotta sleep on my other side, you know. So he is feeling it, but. That said, and that was before practice, he went out there and practiced yesterday. And I think that's part of the all hands on deck thing that they got going on here, like where they have a chance. This is such an important game. Like,
yes.
It really is, to get back. Like, you're on a good track if you win this game. You're 3-2. You're feeling good about yourself. I'm sure there's going to be corrections that need to be made. So in the name of continuing to develop Caleb Williams and the offense and the receivers, which we all ultimately want to see, if they get this win over Carolina this week, it just really bodes well for the things that are going inside the building and in practice and on the field and developing this offense. It almost is as if it buys you time, that you're winning while things don't look particularly good. And who knows? Maybe, because I do expect this at some point in time, because I do think Caleb Williams is going to be great. Like, I haven't backed off of that. I do think there's going to be a week, and I'm not calling for it this week necessarily, where you will see Caleb Williams sprout and be Caleb Williams, and I don't think we're ever going to look back after that occurs.
This segment with the great Mark Grody is brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. Mark, when you look back at the week that you covered this team at Hallis Hall, what do you think the most important question that you asked of somebody, and what did you think of their answer?
Very interesting. I'm trying to go back in my head here. And you know what? I think it was probably Jervon Dexter talking to him and asking him about what he needs to do to get better. And he says that he is still not good at, like, he still needs to work on staying low, because, you know, pad level stuff. Like, he was very forthright about it, very honest in saying, yeah, it's not good enough. He didn't give us the answer. Oh, yeah, I'm getting better. He said, no, I still got to be way better at that. Got to stay low, pad level, because, as he said, he is a taller defensive lineman. He said he's strong as hell, basically, is what I was talking with him along with Mark Podash. And it was just a very real, very honest talk. Obviously, it seems like he's been busting through the backfield or into the backfield more this year. Still got to get better at stopping the run, as does the entire defensive line. But that's a guy that, I guess, David, I hadn't talked to much this year, and had, you know, one of those convos with just a couple reporters. So I think that his answers about needing to be better and being very critical of himself, I thought was maybe some of the most interesting stuff this week. Low key, though. It's a good question, David.
But buy him a cake tomorrow. Tomorrow is his 23rd birthday.
What? What?
Would I make it up?
No, you wouldn't. I feel like, Mully, you are on top of the birthdays. I heard you talking about a birthday, I don't know, it was last week. I get my, you know, I get conflated on what I hear sometimes on the radio. But you had given and it. Conflated.
Okay, conflated.
Where sometimes I think I hear something on one show, but it's actually on the other show. But I could have sworn
I heard
Mully talking about a birthday that was coming up like a week down the road, and David was like, "Oh, okay, that's a week ahead." But maybe I'm just making this stuff up. Does that sound familiar, or am I just completely making stuff up?
No, I don't think you're making stuff up. I do vaguely remember that as well. All right, but don't make up your prediction. What do you see happening Sunday, and why?
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And when I'm back in Chicago. Okay. I think that was for you, David. I do think, and let me be clear here. I know this is going to backfire on me one of these weeks, but I am perfect so far on this show in picking, not necessarily, well, I've come close on the score. I have to go back and review the tape at some point in time. But so far, I've picked them all right, and I plan to do it again tomorrow or Sunday. I think the Bears will win this game. I got the Bears winning for the second straight week. I think they will beat the Carolina Panthers 27-24. And I know I called for this last week, but I'm going to call for it again. It's not going to be, you know, Caleb Williams is not going to be responsible for all of the offense. Tremaine Edmonds, I do believe, is going to have a pick six in this game of Andy Dalton, and it's going to go crazy at Soldier Field. And then the Bears are going to be on their way. It's going to be kind of tight early. Tremaine Edmonds with the pick six. I do believe Caleb Williams is going to be, let me give him 21 of 28 for 215 yards, a touchdown and an interception.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Very specific.
I don't How like you like
the,
me now?
I don't like the interception, but things happen.
Yeah.
If they win, that's wonderful. If they don't, that flight to London will be as uncomfortable as a Tevin Jenkins sleep position.
Is as uncomfortable as one of his delicious rib injuries.
Delicious
rib. Yeah, you're right. Think about that, Molly. That is a long road trip if they do fall under it. And you don't want to have to feel like the London game is a must-win game.
Yes.
Because everything gets weird with travel.
It gets weird overseas.
It does. You can't really account for anything, and you do have to allow for excuses, which sucks in those cases because, you know, come on, these guys, it's not like a football team has time to do London, so to speak. They're there on business. I did the trip with them in 2018 when they left very late. So they're not getting on the buses and touring London and all that kind of stuff. Maybe a little bit just for show, just to put up nice pictures on the website. But it's a business trip no matter what, and it's a pain in the butt business trip, to be honest.
Mark, obviously the celebration of Tory Taylor as the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week has been going on all week long. Richard
all
Hightower
week.
Addressed it yesterday. I thought with the question, though, that piqued my curiosity was when he was asked about Tory Taylor as an option on long field goals that we see everybody trying in the NFL this year, more prevalent than ever. What did you make of his answer?
I think it's very interesting because, you know, the field goal kickers in this league have certainly set a new precedent in terms of, like, 50-yard field goals ain't nothing. It feels like 50-plus. It's not a big deal, but, you know, Cairo Santos has some limitations. So I suppose, and I always think it's funny when the idea when the big-footed punter, when he comes up as a kickoff, is either a kickoff guy or a field goal kicker. So I don't know. I find it, considering where he was drafted and all that, and we heard him saying earlier this week that he wants to make Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and HT all look like geniuses, you know, if he's making them in practice and popping them there, then I would be all for it.
If you earned the nickname Legatron on this show, then shouldn't you attempt a 70-yard field goal?
Probably.
I think he's got the distance. I don't know if he has the accuracy.
Yeah, well, I'll keep a close eye during the pregame this week, and I'll see if he is striking 75 to 80-yard field goals. And then when you, Molly, and Olin, and Patrick come on, what? Maybe I'll sneak down to the field, and I'll just do my report live down there. And
I believe Lawrence Holmes is filling in.
Oh, okay.
For me.
All right. Well, can you pass on all these notes? I'll be on with Lawrence and Spiegel this afternoon, so I'll pass all these notes on to those guys.
That's great stuff, Grody.
You're the best, Mark. We love you dearly.
No. You guys are the best. Have a great rest of your show, guys.
Right,
always
buddy.
A pleasure.
Thanks. Cheers.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.